Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Mum and Mama podcast, brought to you by the wonderful Proudess, which you're going to find out all about in a moment, if you don't know already, and Golding Accountancy, who is actually going to come on the podcast I don't know what we're going to talk about. Not accounts, because that would be well boring. But no, he's really lovely, Ian, but that's a tale for another day. So hi, this is the second episode in, as Scroobius Pip pointed out, why didn't you change it to season 3? Because I'm still carrying on in season 2, even though I've been missing for a year. So I will change it to season 3. So technically it's the first episode of season 3, even though it's the second. God, it's all so confusing, isn't it? So this is Proudess. This is my wonderful best friend, stroke sister, stroke business partner, Nicole, and myself, is our new business. And one of the few reasons that I've not been podcasting for a year. This is the story of Proudess and how it came about and why it's amazing, but also killing us both. It's Saturday morning. I worked till 1:30 this morning because life and starting a business is really hard. But it's amazing and it's going really well, and these are good problems, as they say, to have. This is us, this is our story. We recorded it over Zoom, and for some reason Nicole sounds a bit like she's in a vacuum. Oh, and also she's got the hump. Nicole can be a bit of an angry elf sometimes, and she wasn't in particularly the best mood on this Sunday, but we couldn't rearrange it because I've literally been trying to get her to do it for like probably 18 months, maybe 2 years, and I just thought we can't not do it. It's fine, she's funny, but yeah, she does sound a bit like she's in a vacuum, and I did try my best to make it sound a bit better, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I really haven't got the time to, unfortunately, make it sound better, so it's not too bad. I did my best, but enjoy, and I will see you on the other side.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Work. Work.
Hi.
Hi.
Nicole Liddon.
You've been asking me to do this podcast for I don't know how long, and I'm really riveted about doing it. So let's get going.
2 years. Nicole's in a bad mood because she went out and had a good time last night.
No, it's not about that. It's because I hate men. Anyway.
Well, I hate men. And Nicole was out with Kano last night and didn't give him my phone number.
I took
she
a picture
did,
of
but
the
you
back
didn't.
Of him for you.
You took a picture.
I was too slow to get in front of him. And he's not as tall as he looks on Top Boy. And he's quite skinny.
Oh, is he? Yeah. I don't really like skinny.
And he looks younger in the flesh, I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you off anyway, whatever. So, Nicole, cast your mind back. Why did you get hair extensions?
Because I was watching Selling Sunset and I wanted to flick my hair like Christine. And then I thought, oh, I can have hair extensions. I'm a hairdresser and I have friends that do it. So I had tape extensions put in, which is basically bits of hair that are taped to your natural hair.
Like sellotape, but obviously not.
Or like sticky back tasty kind of thing, like chip tape.
Okay.
Kind of like that, really strong. You have to use alcohol to get it off.
Okay.
And then, to be honest, I got good hair, and the person that put them in was good, but they just, my hair's so fine, I was making it matted at the back. And then lockdown happened, so I couldn't get them seen to. So they was in for a lot longer than they should have been. And when they were taken out, I think it was around November.
So how long are they meant to be? How long can you have?
You just have to have them redone. So as your hair grows, you'll get, say, like an inch worth of regrowth. And they can't really dangle from your hair. They have to be quite near your root.
Okay.
That's how you keep them healthy. But mine had got about 2 inches long because of lockdown.
Yeah.
So when Ryan, my friend, took them out it was about November time, I felt it was like pure hair trauma. There was nothing left. So the hair was still there, but it was like just nothing. It was like it disintegrated, the hair. It was awful. But I had loads of hair at the front. So most people get breakage at the front because it's weaker. Mine was all at the back. So I felt like I had two dog ears. And it was just quite traumatic, I will say. That was I've had a few hair traumas over the years with colour, but that was my worst.
Yeah.
So then from that, Amy Borman, I decided that I know about wrapping hair at night. I've been, my children are mixed race, so their hair care routine I knew all about, and parts of my family are black, so the education that I've been shown about the importance of wrapping Afro hair, because otherwise Afro hair will not survive. So basically, it will just kind of get so dry and damaged just from sleeping with the hair loose or on a cotton pillowcase because it's so delicate. So it has to be protected. And a couple of companies had jumped on this bandwagon and made it what I would just say, I'm just going to be very honest, and made it for white people. But I found it quite insulting what they'd done. So I got the idea, and I was actually at the launch of one of the companies many years ago in a salon that I worked in, and we launched it for them, and then we did a little party, and we all had to do pictures of these silly hats on, and they basically look like a pimped up swimming cap for you to sleep in at night. But it's all right if you've got short hair, like if you put one on, you'd be all right. But if you've got any length of hair, that means you'd have to stick your hair up. So that's why I found it a bit insulting that they were selling these hats for people to put on to protect their hair at night. And they're quite spinny, you know, they're not cheap. And the feedback that I got from most people, because there's two major companies that do them, was that they're useless and they come off. Because, like I said, I found it insulting. It's like they've just kind of got an idea, of, say, like a do-rag that's used and adapted it to sell it into the mainstream, maybe more white community, spend all their money on something that they've heard about doing because it's going to be good for all hair, and it doesn't work. So I basically started designing something at the start of lockdown. And when I think back to that day, it's quite funny because I ordered a polystyrene head and some material, cotton and pins, and I stood there all day pinning and stitching this thing together. And then I went to bed in it that night feeling really like, oh. And I've still got the original. And my intention is to do a reel just to show the changes of them all through the design stage, because it wasn't easy getting it off the ground. And then I just thought to myself, do you know what? Because I have ADHD, so my brain will work in this way of like, do you know what? I could do a business like this. Fuck it, let's make a brand. And that's what I did. But also because I cut hair every day and I have clients, so I just honestly thought, this is going to help my clients. And that was the start of it. And then I thought, well, I could actually make this into a business. And the rest is history.
So let's talk a bit about you, because you have been on the podcast before talking about your overcoming your cocaine addiction all on your own, because you're a superhuman superstar. But if anyone hasn't listened to that, which you should listen to that because it's amazing, just a bit of background. You started at Tony and Guy.
I started out at 16, Tony and Guy. Always wanted to be a hairdresser, so knew from the guy. As long as my memories go back, that's what I wanted to do. All my dolls, I used to just cut their hair gradually until they had no hair left. So I joined Tony and Guy at 16, did my apprenticeship, got on the floor at 18, just before I was 19. Won British Newcomer of the Year when I was...
How old were you?
21. I was 22 when I won that.
Okay.
And then when I won that, I was pregnant. So I decided to jump ship after I'd had Joshua and joined Tommy Guns, which was probably the best 13 years of my life. Almost killed me. It was a real era. But I managed that salon, and that was really good because it was a real time. Salons didn't have to pay VAT then. It was actually flourishing and making money. Now it's very, very hard because you have to pay VAT on products. So I don't understand why they make us pay VAT on services. But anyway, I was there for 13 years.
Change that?
It shut down loads of salons. It's made everybody have to work so much harder just to bring in a decent income. It's really not right, because VAT, if you make a certain amount of money, you become VAT registered. Yeah. That's okay. But when you're just making a little bit of money, the salons have to pay VAT. So that comes out of our commission. So if anybody's ever thinking, God, I pay so much money for my hair, they must be making loads of money. They aren't. They really aren't, because the VAT is the killer. So once that all started to change, I went over to Not Another Salon, which was really cool, and I enjoyed it there with the lovely Sophia Hilton. And then I got ill, basically. That's when I got ill. And the partying turned into a full-blown addiction, but that was through trauma. Childhood trauma, but then turned into adult trauma because it was come from the same person, which basically almost killed me. But I put the drugs down at the start of lockdown properly, and then Proudest was born. So
what was the turning point for, because it was just literally before lockdown, thank fuck.
I was slowly getting better. You don't turn into an addict overnight. No one picks up a drink, a drug, obsession, you know, everything manifests into an addiction, if it's going to go there. So you don't recover overnight either.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing when people go into recovery. Like, when does recovery end? I do like to say I'm in recovery sometimes, but sometimes that word doesn't sit right with me. And I do have a different output way of the way I look at sobriety. You know, I did go to the rooms. I didn't maintain the runes, and I don't use the runes, and I don't follow what the runes advise. Now, some people might say that I'm a little bit pig-headed and stubborn, but I just needed to know that I needed to tap into my spirituality and to be able to trust myself, so that if I needed support, I know the runes are always there. But I needed to not have to run to something else if I felt I was going to use again. I needed to know I could trust myself. So I was slowly getting better, but I still kept kind of relapsing a little bit. And I guess if I'd have just done the runes, I wouldn't have done it so slowly. But I did it the way I wanted to do it. I'm very much like that. But it was lockdown.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd sound pretty much like that. it was the start of lockdown, and lockdown was a blessing for me because I wasn't worried about going out and making mistakes. And I'd luckily got to a point that I didn't want to use at home. And I thought I was going to die, but I thought maybe I had COVID at the start. And that was enough to put my health in jeopardy, actually. So lockdown was a blessing to me, but bless the people who were in active addiction through lockdown, because I have spoke to a couple of people that aren't in addiction but do use, and were telling me about their time in lockdown, and it was just like, yeah. So I'm blessed that I wasn't using them.
Yeah. So you started creating. Did you have in your head an idea of how you wanted it to look, or?
I just thought to myself. So actually, many years ago, when cycling was starting to boom, and a lot of my clients were cycling into Soho, and then they turn up with sweaty head, always apologising, and then always saying, "Oh, I'm going to have to put my helmet on too. I'm going to ruin my hair." And I just looked at that and thought, "Gosh." So when you cycle to work, you've got to deal with a really disgusting hedge when you get there. So I was a bit like, I'm going to design something to make inside of cycle helmets to stop you sweating so much. So I've always kind of had this idea because I want to help clients.
Yeah.
And then with the headpiece, it just didn't make sense to me. So the idea is that you just get a scarf and wrap your hair. Now, afro hair has got a texture to it. If it's natural and it's not treated and it's not straightened, it has a texture, so it has a slight grip, and it's also going to be a little bit more voluminous than a European based hair. So wrapping a scarf around afro hair and tying, which culturally, if you just look, is always part of black culture, it will work.
Yeah.
But if you try putting on a silk scarf or a satin scarf on silky hair, it just pops off. So my idea was, I want to design something that will look after the whole length of the hair, rather than you having to tie it up, twist it up, or try and put a scarf on that you can't keep on your head. So it's basically just about putting something on and making it easy for people. And that's what I did. And that's what we've got with the, actually, it's the Proudest, we still haven't really come up with a proper name. I think I want to call it Proudest Long, which we still haven't quite launched.
Yeah.
That was the original Proudest. The Proudest Wave that we launched first, it just turned into that as I went through the design process, getting it made. And it's brilliant.
How did you come up? So explain what the Proudest is and how you came up with the idea.
What, of how it looks?
Yeah, so how did you go? So the Proudest.
Yeah.
Obviously,
so the Proudest Wave.
You can't see what it looks like on here. Yeah.
So you need something over your head space, because you need to look after your hair on your head. But if you've got any hair that goes past your chin kind of thing, you need the ends protected. And you're going to need the ends protected in its natural flow. So you don't want to have to put it on top of your head, because otherwise you're going to get a difference in your root. So the idea is that you put it on your head, it's protecting your head space of your hair. You've then got two panels that you can put the length of your hair in or out and twist it, and then you tie it so your hair's fully contained, and then that way you can have a slight bend. You can get smooth waves. You can get heatless curls just through the ends. Just by putting on a simple tool that's been, it's like taking a scarf, but making it so that you can put it on and wear it all night yourself.
Yeah. And so you gave me, obviously you were making different versions and you gave one to me to try and it's completely changed the texture of my hair.
Yeah.
Like
when I was getting loads of people in the beginning, because I've got all of the old samples here, I was giving them to people to try on and just see how it goes. And I think you had one of the original ones because you were like, it's a bit hot, dye came out. Like, it wasn't easy. There was so much feedback of it, like, no, too tight, no, want to get off my head, no, it came off my head. And you were very hesitant because you were like, I'm a hot person. I don't think I'm going to like this on my head at night. And then you saw the difference of your hair quality. And now you don't take it off. And it's a new routine.
It doesn't make me hot.
Yeah, it won't. So the material that we use is a silky satin. There's reasons that I went for this. Like, we went for this. But I asked Amy to come in and help me about a year in. Maybe a bit longer. I don't know. I knew I couldn't get this off the ground. And to be quite honest, without Amy being part of this business, there wouldn't be a business. So, but the silky satin, I looked at using China. I got samples in from a Chinese manufacturer just to see what their quality of their material was like. I got sent a mold, and I'm doing inverted brackets, a mulberry silk pillowcase, and I washed it and tumble dried it. And that ain't Mulberry Silk. I'm telling you now, if you're buying Mulberry Silk from Amazon for $19.99, you're not getting Mulberry Silk. And it's also not very ethical and it's not sustainable by paying people pennies making something overseas and getting it shipped in. So then I looked at buying the silk in London, which you can't. There are a couple of companies that dye silk here, but it's ridiculously expensive. And the only silk that you can really get is white, maybe a grey, and that's it. And I was told that I could get a container shipped over of the colours I wanted, but again, I didn't want to pay for a container of silk to be shipped over from India or China, wherever. I know that it's only worms, but silk is not vegan. And someone was talking to me about the worm... what they're called, worm farms, and she said they're disgusting because they're just used for their thread. So I wanted to give something to true vegans by not having to wear silk on their head and given a different option. And the silky satin, you can machine wash it, you can tumble dry it. We buy it in the UK. We found our manufacturers 10 minutes around the corner. It's all half an hour from our house. We're the most sustainable little small company. And the colours that I can get, that we can get in the silky satin are amazing. And the material, when we gifted a load of our products out, we have never once said our products are silk because they're not. They're silky satin. They're not just satin, they're silky satin. People think they are silk. Because they are so beautiful and so soft. I did actually get into a little argument
I was just going to say, the mulberry silk stuff that we've bought is no different in feel, texture, quality. It's no different.
And also...
We did research it, didn't we? We researched silk. And there's all different grades and all this.
Exactly. So you could be getting the cheapest grade.
Silk, but...
Mulberry silk.
Yeah.
But you think you're getting a good quality because it's got all this mulberry silk. I have so many clients that say, I have a pillowcase, I have a mulberry silk one, but their hair's still shit. And what I discovered is that silk is still quite a porous material and it can feel dry to the touch sometimes. It's not always silky. It can sometimes feel a bit porous.
Yeah.
You can't wash it in the tight washing machine and you can't dry it if you need to in the tumble dryer. And I I didn't like sleeping on the silk, but I love sleeping on the satin because it's a real, so the satin will help regulate your temperature, basically. So you won't get over hot, you won't get freezing cold. It keeps you from sweating. It helps to regulate. That's why when you put the Proud Guest headpiece on or sleep on the pillowcase at night, people have given us feedback. It's like sleeping on the cool side of the pillow all night, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make your head hot, which is what you was concerned about right in the beginning.
Yeah.
But for content, Amy's never had any hair. And now she's got about 3 inches hanging down the sides. And it's like, wow. It used to look like you just
had very exciting.
Like, I used to have to blow it and you see hair blow off. It's like blowing one of those, that I don't know what they are.
But
those,
it is.
Those things. Those flat.
Oh,
those,
the dandelion yeah. things. So when you asked me, I mean, to be honest, neither of us knew what it was going to be like setting up a business, did we? I think if either of us did know, we never would have done it in a million years. But
when this started to get going, I remember sitting there thinking, I got on this train and I can't fucking get off. And then that feeling went because now we're used to it. But it's, you'll never understand, and I don't mean that in a patronising or anything way, and now I've got such respect for people that have their own business.
Yeah.
Just the things that go into it. Like, just to, as an example, we got all of our hats photographed recently, and then we bought a sample of a different style of hat, and only got that one hat photographed. When the factory took all the hats to put the satin inside, they did all the hats that haven't been photographed. So we haven't got pictures. It's just, that's not even a great explanation, but it's just like, A to B to C to D doesn't always go in the right way.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to explain how, when people go, what's this one though? I can't see that colour on the website. When's this one coming? You just go, oh my God, I don't know what's happening. But we are getting there. And like I said, if it wasn't for Amy, we wouldn't have a Proudest business. We've had the product. We wouldn't have the business. But, you know, we found each other's skill set.
So how did you... We have in this... Yeah, it's like you come up with the ideas and then I just help it happen, yeah. I guess, really. And the reason why I did get involved was because it's such an amazing product and it really works. And I know... So my daughter, Juno, always used to wake up in the morning looking like she'd been dragged through a hedge. She moves around so much. Her hair's quite... Is she got a fine... I mean, she's got a lot
fine
of...
Fine hair, but a lot of it.
I don't really know.
Fine, but a lot.
But it just always looked a mess. So both the girls have got satin pillowcases and Juno also wears her Proudest. Her hair has changed. It's changed. It looks amazing. It's so... soft and shiny and gorgeous looking. It doesn't stick up anymore. I don't even brush it in the morning. I don't have to. It's and going from screaming battles, yeah. crying, it could not be more different.
So it's
and that's why I was like, this is amazing. Everyone should have this.
Exactly. And it's a little bit frustrating because you know that the products are going to help people, but people are still not sceptical, but it's a completely different way of thinking. And no, it's not,
yeah.
It's not been ever really shown to many people about overnight hair care, but it makes complete sense. So you spend hundreds of pounds getting your hair cut and coloured. You buy all the products, face, this is for your skin as well, face products, skin products, and then you go to bed and you've got, you know, the higher cotton spread count, the better, because it's a better quality, and that cotton is just a naturally dry material, and it's why we sleep on it, so we're not sweaty, and it will take our sweat also into the material. That's what cotton will do. That's why we end up with stains on our pillowcases or stained pillows and all of that, because it's taken all the sweat away from us. But what's that, what is that doing to your skin and your hair overnight? So since we launched all of this, I, honestly, even when I watch movies or TV shows, and I'm just like, get your hair off the pillowcase. How are you going to bed like that? How are you going to bed with your hair just out like that? How do you expect to just go to bed and wake up and have great skin and hair when you've been lying on a material that we wear as underwear for that particular reason, to keep us dry? So it just literally takes out a slight piece of the moisture away. And I also was very tired of women not feeling great about their hair quality. And as we age, our hair is going to age, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But the marketing companies, like I had somebody sitting with me yesterday and worked in advertising and was like, yes, I know, I'm one of those people that tells you what you need to have and you don't need to have it. But they like to tell us about buying this product which is going to make our hair back to when we were 20 years ago, and it doesn't do it. So the idea is that everything that you have right now is enough. And by wrapping your hair at night or even just sleeping on a simple pillowcase, you're going to keep a better quality of what is naturally yours. That's the point of Proudest.
Yeah. So how did you come up with the idea of the pillowcases as well as the... Because Proudest started off as the head.
Yeah, it's head. I guess it's a good thing. Like, I don't worry about... So I was just like, I'm going to make it into a business. And I'm going to compete with the... Like, do you remember when we went to Liberty and the guy come over and I was trying to undo the box of one of the other companies that does it just to see what their material was like? And I said, and you couldn't look at it. You couldn't even look at this bloody product before you buy it. And I said to him that that we were making our own, and one day we'd be in Liberty. And he said, I have no doubt about it. So from the beginning, I was always like, it's going to be a big brand, and that's that. Rather than maybe I should be thinking, oh, I'll try this out and see if people like it. I don't think like that. I'm just like, yeah, we're going to be massive. We're going to do it. So the Proudest headpiece was what I designed. That's our selling point, yeah. But the pillowcases, a lot of people are doing them now, but not everyone does them in the lovely colours that we do. And everybody that uses ours loves ours. And the pillowcases was just something that I knew that was always going to be part of it, because if your Proudest comes off at night, because it's going to move and shift sometimes, you've always got your pillowcase. And using a pillowcase on its own is still a good level of protection. So that's why they were a part of it.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I think it's because we know how well it works, and the feedback that we have, like a lot of the orders that we have are from customers that have bought before.
Yeah.
Like we do get a lot of...
Which, thank you, if you're listening.
And yeah, thank you. But also, the feedback we get is just absolutely amazing, and people are surprised. Like, even though we tell them, because obviously we're selling it, aren't we? Because it's our stuff and we want people to have it. But I think people, I don't know if people buy it because they think, oh, I'll give it a try, or they're doing it because they like us and want to buy it. But then when it works as well as we've told them it's going to, they're a bit like, oh my God, yeah, it is. This is amazing. It's, you know.
I think the main thing that people, and myself included, is routine. And it's another added thing to your routine. And I want anyone who's got one, or anyone who's thinking about starting to protect their hair at night, you're never going to get worse hair. So please, if you're thinking about it, just do it, because you won't regret it. Honestly, in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time, your hair quality is going to be so much better than if you hadn't protected it. End off. That's just a simple fact.
Yeah.
But what I would say to people is, don't beat yourself up. If you get it on twice a week, that's enough. And you'll start doing it more, because you'll build it into your routine and it will become standard. But I think that's the thing. People buy it. This is what I've had a couple of people, oh, yeah, I love it, I just don't use it enough. And then they feel bad. And then that's like a weird mental thing. You feel bad because you're not using it, so then you don't use it even more. Don't worry about stuff like that. That's why I would say pillowcases are a non-negotiable. for every single human being. I wish my kids had pillowcases when they were growing up, because it was literally like I was torturing them in the bath when I used to brush their hair.
Yeah.
like for all kids, you won't get that matted. You know, like when you say like your 7-year-old little boy wakes up and he's got that weird sticky up bit all at the back of his head, like a bird. Cockapoo. Oh my gosh, I say all the wrong words.
Cockatoo.
Who is it? What is it?
Cockatoo.
A cockatoo, not a cockapoo.
Cockatoo. That's what you got.
That's what I've got. But kids walk around like that. Like, but you won't get that on a satin pillowcase. Or little girls that, and I see them because I go and do their hair, and they've got matted knots all underneath their hair because they won't, they just brush the top surface. And then the parents, there's nothing, no judgment on the parents, but the parents just go, oh, I'll deal with that later. And then it just gets worse.
Yeah.
And then when you do it, your kid's crying. And they're always going to cry, because even I make them cry when I brush their hair out. So
how are you finding being in control of a business alongside everything else? So you're still working full-time as a hairdresser and obviously running a house with
all right, so three... I'm just going to give you my side because you've asked me a question. Dogs. I have two teenage boys at home, one in college, one doing A-levels. I've also got a son at university. So he's not with me, but obviously he's still my responsibility and worried about him all the time. And, you know, whenever he's got a problem, and then he's back home, and then he's gone again. And I've got his dog. So I've got three dogs, two of my own, and they don't leave me alone. And then I've got Joshua's dog, which is a cane corso. So if anyone knows what a cane corso is, it's the dog that you would run away from on the street, even though he's absolutely adorable. So I've got three human beings that I'm responsible for financially and everything else. So solely, I've got three dogs and I have three jobs. No man, because they're all useless. But that's a given that I don't have that because I don't think I could cope. So how do I find running it all? Like I keep saying, we wouldn't have a business without Amy. But I do love it, and I love that we're growing something together. Me and Amy we've been best friends since we were 16. So it's really nice that we can do this together. I know when she's doing all of the techie stuff, she can do that and I can't. And she knows that I can do all the picking of the fabrics and materials and do it. I can design all the new stuff. That's where my head's good at. So we work well together. I just really want us to get to a place where we're a bit more consistent, but that's coming because the website's now fully up. We don't have to worry about getting a new website and all of that. You know, we're fully flourished from there and doing it. It's just getting the stock all on the website, so it's got a bit more continuity, but we are slowly getting there. So I feel like once that's flowing, we're going to find it so much easier.
And I think it's nice because everyone keeps asking how it's going, and I'm like, well, it's going, and we started it in a cost of living crisis, and we're doing all right. I mean, we've not made any money yet, but we've not lost any money.
No, and well, everything that we're making, we put straight back in, so
and it's the stuff lasts. It's not like there's a sell-by date.
No.
And we don't really have any outgoings because we both work, we can do it from home, you know.
And there's so many ideas that we have, like, we haven't even launched this part of it, but we will be doing an upcycle service. So nothing's going to go into landfill. And we're, like, that's the next thing that we will start doing, because to be honest, the products aren't old enough yet for anybody to need to, maybe in the next 6 months, if you bought at the beginning, you might start to notice that the material's just not as, I can't think of the words, but you know what I mean. It's not quite the same as when you got it, and you wouldn't mind upgrading into new ones, fresh ones.
Yeah.
But we don't want any of our stuff to end up in landfill. So we're going to use the material and upcycle it into new products. And we've already got ideas on what to do.
Yeah.
So we've got all the ideas. There's so much more coming out, and people around us are getting more into it. Like, our friends are starting to give us suggestions, and even the factory that we use, the women there are getting more into it and suggesting things to us, and everyone's growing, and like we're actually giving people jobs and making money for people. You know, it's we're not making that much, but we are, you know, paying people's money to make our products, and products that work really well. And when you've got a good product, it's just going to keep growing. So, I mean, all of our challenges are the next steps, which is getting into, like, we wanted to be in Christmas magazine, didn't we? Of like gifts under £40. We wanted to get into that, but you know, we had one person, and I'm going to go into this a little bit. We use a lot of influencers, and I say it like that with the inverted brackets because I've got a lot of opinions on influencers now. And I think a lot of people do. I think the influencer has died because we've all seen through the shit. It's basically another magazine, a form of a magazine, telling us lies. Because these people will pretend they're a certain way online and they're not actually that in their true self. And I hate inauthentic people. And we had one person who was like, give us your press release. I want these products. We had products made for this person. And then they didn't even say thank you. I've actually deleted them off Instagram. Because they pretty much ghosted us after that. Now we've had a few shockers because we've also had amazing people that are helping us for nothing, you know. And it is Zoe Coble, the Chief Shepherdess. What she's done to help us over the past, since we've launched actually, but especially with our hat launch, it touches my heart.
Yeah,
it really does, because real support is out there. You don't need to knock on, and this is advice, you don't need to knock on anyone's door and say, would you try our product? And if you like it, just let your followers know. And we were very transparent about that. And the products that some of these people have got that we gave for nothing, like I get quite angry. I feel like asking for them back. I won't. I just kindly let it go because that's me in therapy. But I don't know why I went onto a tangent on that. What did you ask me to make me go there?
Why are you always so angry?
I'm angry because it protects myself. I actually said to my therapist recently, I'm worried that my anger is going. And then somebody, like people on the tube the other day that wouldn't move along, and I called them all a bunch of fucking gauntlet idiots as I sat down, and I realised that my anger really hasn't gone. And that's okay. But I'm just not angry every day, which is much better.
The thing is, yeah, we have this a lot, because I'm very much more, you know, don't worry, don't stress out about it. It is what it is. But I understand why you get annoyed. But I'm like, if people want to help us, they will. And Zoe, she is a very nice person and she thinks the world of you. But equally, she really likes the products.
Yeah, exactly. And she knows that it's going to be good for her followers.
Yeah.
Because they're all outdoor workers. Like female outdoor farmers or working in the outside trade, it's hard graft and it's hard on you physically. So anything that makes you feel or helps your routine. And I think that's the part of, even though it's quite a lot of work and you don't ever stop thinking about it or doing it. But when you get a message saying, or like I chat to a client and she'll say, oh my God, I love the Powder Hair piece. What I do is I wash my hair, and this is a genuine client, I wash my hair in the morning. She's got wavy hair, wavy frizzy hair, because also it's about calming frizz down. It's not just about keeping quality of hair, it's about controlling frizz and curls. So she washes her hair, she puts it on in the morning, wet hair, she gets on the tube, she goes into the central London, gets off the tube, walks to her office, takes it off, and she walks into her office and her hair's great. And I was like, I fucking love that. Powder is on like the central line. And you know, it's like genuinely giving her soft waves, really natural looking. And that's what I love. And the Chief Shepherdess, Zoe, she's still very glamorous, but she's got a hairdressing background. So if you really want a good Instagram account to follow, Amy can tag it. Because she's just so funny. Because she still chats up, she's a hairdresser. But she's working around ducks and sheep and goats and crazy dogs.
Amazing.
It's an amazing Instagram account.
Yeah, she was on the podcast.
Yeah.
I've had her on, haven't I, before? So listen to that if you've not listened to it already. We're all about being organic.
Yeah.
I think in the sense that our business is growing organically and people will talk about it because they genuinely do really like it. Like, we didn't want to... If people like it, they'll talk about it, and they want to help, they'll talk about it. Like you do, with you always pick up so many people on your own social media, because when something, you find pleasure in something or something's really good, you want to tell everyone because you want to help other people out as well.
I share everything because I just think sometimes I'll get something from somewhere and it's exactly what I needed. I can't even think of any examples. So me putting up the Body Bag Hero Squad that I found in lockdown, I posted about that every single day. I stopped after we gifted pillowcase. So I was like, fuck you. But I did it because so many women, even now I would still suggest it to people, because so many women are like, oh, I want to do exercise, but I've got time. It's like, well, try this out. It's that. It's really easy.
Yeah.
I apologise, there's now dogs barking.
So let's talk about the hats quickly.
Yeah.
So
we launched the beanies a month ago? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
They're amazing. They're literally amazing, and they're going to change your beanie winter hair. And with scarves are coming, because scarves are my nemesis, because the back of your collar into a scarf, it just creates a matted mess at the back of your hair.
Yeah.
So scarves are coming, but... Satin line beanies. We've got three different styles at the minute. We've all just ordered some samples of even more styles, because we don't just want to be like one hat, one for all. And there's a lot of colours, but there's also some nice neutrals. And they're literally, if you've got braids, if you've got afro, if you've got hair extensions, if you've got any hair on your head, it's going to stop any friction and no hat hair, no mess, no dryness, no frizz. So I went out last night, it's freezing cold, I got all dolled up, but I put my hat on and I knew my hair wasn't going to be a mess when I got there. So it's amazing.
They are amazing.
You cried when you first saw them. So.
I did cry when I first saw them. They're just so pretty.
They're amazing. And I've had quite a lot of people like message me, you're so clever. And I'm like, I know.
Who'd have thought, eh?
Can't say words, but I could do other stuff.
We've still got to do the cycle helmet thing.
Yeah, that's coming. I just don't know how to make it not look like, you know, like when you're in the kitchen and you have to cover your hair.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can kind of think of it working. So I will come up with it, but it's coming. But the bonnets are literally about to drop as well. So the curly hair crew, I will admit, the curly hair crew, you've come last. I'm sorry. But, you can't rush perfection. And they are, I'm going tomorrow actually to pick up a sample, and we'll just do a few adaptions. And the Proudest long, that makes sense to me, the Proudest long. So again, weaves, long hair, braids, anything long hair, and you don't want any bends in it, then that you'll use that one.
Yes. So Proudest.com, ProudEss.com.
Can I just talk about why we're called Proudest as well, quickly?
Yes, oh, of course.
I know I said it on the Instagram story, but right, I'm going to try not to get upset. And I realised that when I said it on the Instagram story, I made it a little bit personal for me, but it's I come up with the idea for Proudest, and also, I just want to say this. When I asked Amy to be part of the business, and I said, you can have X amount of this, a percentage of the business, which we actually negotiated on after a little while. And the reason I did that is because I thought she's going to help me anyway. I'm going to be on the phone every single day asking her how to do things. So why don't I just give her part of the business? So around that time, I was also looking after my granddad in palliative care. And I've got a very fucked up family. And my granddad was my only real... one human, him and my nan, but my nan was not very well, or she wasn't very well at all, mentally. It's all I knew was her being mental, that's all I can say, but she was a great mental. But he went into palliative care, and I had a lot of time to sit and think about what we could call the business, and I come up with RK Silts, because his name was Ronald. And then I was like, no. Anyway, just before he died, I was with him on my own. And literally just before he died, I leant over and I whispered to him that I was going to make him proud. Because he was probably one of the only family members that didn't judge me with my addiction. He just kept quiet. He didn't really know what to say. But he, I knew that he loved me dearly. He was the only person that made me feel safe in my family. So when he died, not long after, I was on my own with him. I decided to call the business Proud. And it was Proud Silk, but then we went with Satin. So it was literally Proud S, which turned into Proud S. But it really struck the right meaning for me because it's about what I told my granddad. But I also really want people to feel proud of their hair.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the fact that everyone's walking around with a beanie on that says Proud. And it's like, look, granddad, I told you.
Yeah.
But it's also for you, you to feel proud.
Yeah.
So that's the reason.
And you should feel proud of yourself as well. And it's about just being proud.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Really. But I love it. And I love the fact that people are walking around and proud on their hats.
And I said that without getting a little bit upset. So that's good.
Well done. You should be proud.
You should be proud of yourself. Good for you.
I did a little video earlier on Instagram and I added the captions. And instead of Proud S, it says Proud Us. And I thought that was quite fitting.
I was going to say something really lame then, but I'm not going to.
Oh, go on.
No.
All right. Thank you. Mug. All right, well, thank you very much for coming on to talk to me. I've got a spot.
Lovely.
Guys,
can I just say as well, like, I'm absolutely happy to do this podcast, but she's been asking me for about a year.
Yeah, because this is advertising. The three people that listen to my podcast who don't know about Proud S will.
You don't. But you don't have three people.
No, I don't. I have quite a lot, actually.
You do. You do.
And I have more men than women.
Wow.
Listen. Yeah.
Is that because you're not talking about cars?
Maybe. And also because people do. It's good to just explain what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that does make more sense, but. It's a product for everybody. And if you're still not quite sure, just have a little look on the website. There is some bio blurb. There's some how-to videos. It is literally a product that you'll have for your lifetime, especially not so much the pillowcases. You will need to replenish those because you sleep on those a lot. But the Proud S headpiece is a little bit more durable because it's made into something. Pillowcase is just a sheet of material, really. But the headpieces, yeah. You know, it intertwines with each other. They're in beautiful colours. We've got a whole new range of one colour coming out. There's going to be three different products for all hair types are covered. And it's just never going to make your hair worse than it is. So if you've got frizz, coarse, grey hair, losing hair, thinning hair, processed hair, coloured hair, afro hair, you wear weaves, you wear hair extensions. There's so many things that we do to our hair that it needs the protection. It really does.
Yeah.
You're never going to just be able to go and get a keratin blow dryer and your hair comes back to life. I'm sorry. People will tell you that because it costs £250 to do them.
£250?
Yes. Yes. It's a big money-making business, this.
Really?
This hair care.
What does it do? Just coat your hair in stuff?
So yesterday, me and an Italian girl were chatting about rice water. I'm going to try that on my hair later. It's just pure starch. So it's going to make your hair feel fuller, longer, help you grow. You can use onion water to give your hair shine. I promote all the oils over going to buy products. Yeah. Sometimes you do need like a good moisturizing product. But all your natural oils, head to them first. Honestly, the product companies, they make so much money. So much money.
Someone asked on Facebook, there's this Facebook group that a lot of people are members of, and people are always asking questions about everything, but someone was asking about a thickening shampoo. Does that just add Does that just coat your hair to make it feel...
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw yesterday, an influencer. She's getting loads of paid adverts now, I'm noticing. So she's promoting a Philip Kingsley thickening shampoo. Babe, she's used it once because the company's messaged her and said, would you promote this for us? So she's used it once. She's flashing her hair about like she's using it all the time. Like, this is where I literally get angry. So I'm like, it's a load of crap. It's not somebody who's actually genuinely using it and then saying, this is a great product. So I put underneath, this looks great, but there's no point in using that if you go to bed at night with your hair free.
Yeah.
That's the point. Like, you can use your thickening shampoos. You can use your good quality shampoos and conditioners. Get treatments done at the salon while you're there. All of that is a correct stuff. But protect it at night. If you get Botox done on your face or have fillers or have chemical peels or all this stuff that I wish I could do more of, but I don't. And then you go to sleep on a pillowcase that's full of dust mites and dirt. That's what cotton is. Unless you're changing it clean fresh every night. That's going back on you. And it's also abrasive on your skin. And it's going to take out what you're using. So I'm not saying don't use good products. I'm saying use more natural products. You can use the Prada's headpiece as well to put on a moisture mask and put it on for 8 hours overnight because it won't seep out of the material, stay within.
Yeah.
So you haven't got to do the mask for like 10 minutes and then go back in the shower and rinse it off. You know, so there's loads of benefits.
And it looks really nice.
It does, it looks really cute. It's not retro, it's not kitsch, it's not cute, it's not sexy, it just looks nice. Like, it's just, you can have all the bold colours that you want because we have got a bespoke make your own. And some of the kind of palettes, you know, I'm like, all right, go on then, girl. Some people love it, lime and green, you know, lime and orange. But there's also some neutral ones as well, if you don't want it to be bright and poppy. So there is one for everybody.
Yes. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Well, thank you very much for taking the time out of your Sunday.
You're welcome, Miss Borman.
To talk to me.
It's very weird because we're on Zoom and it's got a slight delay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Dave? And stay there, but we'll say goodbye.
What, for the...
For here, for the podcast.
Bye!
But ProudS.com.
We didn't talk about any of the scrunchies. There's a thing called scrunchy legs.
Oh, yes.
They're really cute and fun.
What are the scrunchy legs?
Exactly what they're called. Scrunchy, a pair of legs. Now, the legs can hang. Have legs hanging, so it looks really cute. You've got a ponytail, but you can bow it. Very Chanel, as my friend told me.
They do look very Chanel. And we do all different size scrunchies.
It's like big scrunchies, little tiny scrunchies, so you've no more elastic in your hair. They're not that. That's the part that's not on the website. That's where we what we mean by.
Yeah, we've got to add the scrunchies.
By getting it all on there. But yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. So yes, that is ProudS, and that was Nicole and me, obviously. You can find us at ProudS.com, so it's Proud, ESS.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook. Does anyone use Facebook anymore? We're on TikTok as well, but we need someone to do our TikTok. Do you do social media? Have you got a child, young adult person that wants to start doing social media as a job and could help us? We can't really afford to pay much at the moment, which I know is bad, but equally we're more than happy to take people on, and then as we grow, they will obviously grow with us and we can start paying them. We are all about spreading the love and giving people jobs. I'd rather pay someone to do something than do it myself, but it's just at the moment we haven't got that much money. But if you do know of anyone that can help us in any areas of what we're doing, please get in touch, because that would be amazing. I did also want to say something about Christmas and being a single parent. And I've been feeling like I'm going to lose it a few times over the last couple of weeks, just because I am literally working till like 11 o'clock every night, which, again, I'm lucky that I can work around my children. But it is taking its toll a bit, and Christmas. So having to work and do the family and then do Christmas on top. I love Christmas and we love Christmas, but my Christmas decorations have been sitting in boxes in my front room for 2 weeks because I still haven't had time to put them up. And it, you know, it just all gets a bit much. So I just wanted to say to you, if you are in the same situation, oh, my cat wants to go out now. You have to wait a minute, Panda. Then you're not alone. Like, a lot of us are in the same boat and it's shit, but we will get through it and it will be lovely. So chin up. But equally, if you do know someone who is on their own, and as much as, because I'm the worst for it, you know, I'm always, I'm fine, I can do it, don't worry, I don't want help. You feel bad asking for help from people. But I accept the help. And sometimes when people say they don't need any help, maybe just help them anyway. So if you're over 6 foot and want to come and help me put my Christmas decorations up, then that would be wonderful, thanks. I'm going to do it today. It is the thing, if I was taller, I could just reach the ceiling without having to move the ladder around everywhere and like climb on furniture and stuff. I've got such a small front room, it's not hard to get around it, but it's just where I'm not tall, I have to get the ladder and move furniture, and I can't just stand on the sofa because I can't reach the ceiling. But I'm going to go because Panda's driving me mad trying to get out the door. And big love. And buy Proudest for Christmas. Well, I will get it to you, obviously, if you're listening to this when this comes out. We're going to be posting stuff up until about the 22nd, I think, of December. Because hopefully, it's, or 20th, no, sorry, 20th of December. Because then hopefully it will get there in time. But yeah, we've got, it will change your life, I promise you. I would not be doing this if it didn't work. Because, you know, this is not fun. I mean, it's wonderful, but it also, it's terrible. So yeah. Buy Proudest, it will change your life, I promise. Love you. And also, I hope you are okay with everything that's going on in the world at the moment. Me and Nicole keep crying. It is just, I'm in shock by what is happening. My heart hurts. I feel heavy. I can't believe what we're witnessing in this day and age. And if you're hurting because of it as well, my heart goes out to you. It's just awful. But so, big love. Stays healthy and happy as you can do in this time, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.